on the banks of the Walker Marina, a walk out from Nelson about 30 miles. A splendid gold yield's been discovered, a field where dozens are making their piles. They work with a pan on the riverbank sand, and in many a crevice I'm told, with knives they can dig out the nuggets so big it's a nice easy way to make gold. I am waiting for fresh information, and yes, if the gold is all there you will see, I'm up to the golden location. I guess it's the Waka Marina for me. It's a thick all of the city provisions have gone up in price, and servants and tradesmen have started to fade to the diggings, all scorning advice. Ah, milkmen give customers warning, and most are now leaving their usual walks, and up to the Waka Marina, the cotton gold oven, chores. I am waiting for fresh information, and yes, if the gold is all there, you will see. I'm up to the golden location, I guess it's the Waka Marina for me. The crew's all desert from the ships, and I've heard that the skipper on board vainly grieves help to discharge the ship's cargo. It's hard, but he's got to turn to and shirt sleeves. Blacksmiths and bakers get cheeky when they get to think of the new golden ground, and butchers are talking of raising my foreman's blue roll to a shilling a pound. And yes, if the gold is all there, you will see. I'm off to the golden location, I guess it's the Waka Marina for me. Advertise. Steamer will bring up a cargo of Dinkum Victorian diggers, no flies. They are the men that can drop on the metal, and when from the Eden they come, they'll get all the gold from the river. I'm told there'll be nothing left for a new chum. Information, and yes, if the gold is all there, you will see. I'm up to the golden location, I guess it's the Waka Marina for me.
A stump and lend an ear, and a story I'll relate about a sinful waste of beer I will elucidate. I'll tell of our calamity struck Wapakiwi town, and caused a gruesome tragedy the day the pub burned down. Now the boys had gathered in the bar upon that fateful day. By horse and foot in motor car they all had made their way. While listening to Manuka Jones, New Zealand's finest liar, they heard a cry that chilled